Comrades, friends, brothers and sisters, thank you for inviting me to speak. I bring solidarity and greetings from Doncaster Unison. We have a proud history in Doncaster Unison of standing up to racism and fascism over the last 10 to 15 years. When the BNP tried to organise in Doncaster first, we held them back and then we forced them out. When the EDL came to Hexthorpe to try to sow division and hatred against the Roma community and to target refugees, we mobilised in that community and we brought out 200 people from the local community to stand against them. I've never seen the EDL look more terrified than they did on that day, facing a white working class community in one of the most impoverished areas of Doncaster. And when Britain First and UKIP have tried to organise around Doncaster, we've been central to organising the opposition to them. We stand in a proud tradition of opposition to division and hatred, along with other trade unionists and other activists across Doncaster. The EDL have latched onto Doncaster because they want to talk about their concern with the child sex abuse tragedy in Rotherham. But when you are marching again and again and demonising the Muslim community, but you are not marching when Jimmy Savile was found to be a paedophile, or Adam Johnson, an England footballer, is jailed for paedophilia, then your focus is not child sex abuse. It's on division, it's on demonising a community, it's on peddling race hate to sow the seeds of division across this country. The EDL in Doncaster represent the sad, the sorry and the clueless. They have no interest in the interests of white working class or any other working class person. It is absolutely essential that whenever they come out, we mobilise. It's brilliant to see that Rotherham again have come out to stand in opposition to them. I hope to see you all supporting the Rotherham 12, supporting every other anti-racist initiative that we see across our region. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers. Thanks, Jim.